Hello, I'm Bill Reinhardt here with WVXU's Ann Thompson. Good day, Ann.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
You've been in radio for a long time. How did you get started?
Well, at my college, we had a radio station, and we had a very small news department, and there was nobody really that was going to take the lead to do anything, so I kind of applied for the news director job, but I knew nothing. So I started sort of learning on the job by going out and covering just small town council, school board meetings, stuff like that.
So you didn't even get started really with a dream of being in the news, did you?
I thought I might want to be on the radio, and I started doing some news, just reading it at my college radio station. Someone was like, hey, you have a good radio news voice. So
what do you like about working in radio news?
So I like when I can help people, maybe providing information, like some kind of health treatment. And I also kind of like the excitement if there's some kind of breaking news, like rushing to the scene, where I've done some of that in past radio stations.
What's the most challenging part?
That would be if there's some kind of tragedy. And, you know as well in the news business that like having to, you know, go talk to family members or something. You know, there were a couple of tragedies that stick out in my mind when I first started in radio. The Carrollton bus crash that killed 27 people and, you know, a fatal fire that killed, about five. Also the Otto warm beer tragedy that was more recent.
So how do you, if I may ask, deal with that personally?
So I guess just trying to be sympathetic and not like rushing up to family members who might be affected, trying to keep some distance, maybe, you know, talk to people who knew them or neighbors, or just trying to present it sort of in a dignified way. But it is challenging.
What kind of stories really grab your interest?
I kind of like science and technology. Now, that was not my major. I don't have a science degree. So I figure, like, if I can understand it, then other people could understand it. I've done a bunch of cool stories in that realm, including I wrote on the Vomit Comet. This is years ago. But down in Houston.
What's the Vomit Comet?
Simulating zero G. It's a KC-135 airplane. And so NASA has this, and they would have college students come and test their experiments in simulated zero gravity. So the plane makes parabolas going up and down. And so when you go down, sort of over the top, then you float up. And I had my tape recorder kind of Velcroed to my flight suit. And then when you go down, you better get down or you're going to be smacked down because you're like under 2G.
Wow. So you've done a lot of traveling for reporting, and including going overseas. Where have you gone?
Yeah, I kind of discovered in the last decade that there are a bunch of free trips for journalists. And so I kind of started taking advantage of that. And I've been to Germany and Belgium. That's under RIAS, Radio in the American Sector, that would educate people during the war. And so that organization is still kind of going. And then I've also, I was over in Japan and South Korea and most recently India.
And when foreign journalists come here, you're kind of their contact point.
That's true. I do enjoy hosting some journalists. A lot of ones from Germany have come here, even one from Pakistan. So she was, had a lot of different customs and that I got to learn about.
Now, when you're not reporting, when you're not on the air, what do you like to do?
I like to do a lot of outside stuff, and I have a husband and two boys that love that kind of thing. So even though growing up I wasn't used to doing a lot of camping, I kind of do that now. And I like to ski and ride horses and play tennis, and I like to travel.
All right. Thank you very much, Ann Thompson.
See you back in the newsroom, Bill.